When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Cassie sent us a message. It's on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. Hey, guys. Been dating my boyfriend Phil for about 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Things are so different with him. I think he seriously could be the one.
That's always exciting.
Well, we went to dinner last weekend with his parents. His mom mentioned how she saw Lindsay, his last serious girlfriend, out the other day and reminded Phil about a great vacation they all took.
Oh, that's awkward.
And she went on to say that Lindsay has a great job and how much they still have in common after the past 2 years.
Mm.
Obviously, that was super awkward for me. And I asked Phil to kind of handle it.
Yeah.
But he said he didn't know what to do and that it wouldn't matter anyway because they won't change. It's been 2 years since they broke up. Mm-hmm. Do you think his parents will ever be able to give me a chance and let go of the hope that he gets back together with her? Or am I setting myself up for a ton of drama if we end up sticking it out?
Well, the good news, Cassie, is I don't think you need to cut and run now. It sounds like to me, maybe his, you are getting to know his parents just as they are getting to know you.
Yes.
And when parents get attached to, a boyfriend or girlfriend that their son or daughter may be seeing, they handle the breakup differently than their son or daughter may.
Yeah, and obviously Phil's parents are having a hard time letting go of Lindsay.
Yeah. And so, I don't know what you said, Cassie, to, when you said handle it. It could have been a, hey, could you just
not bring up my ex-girlfriend when you're around my new girlfriend? That'd be great. Thanks.
Right. Or just remind them that, hey, there are definitely reasons why we are not together anymore, and
yes,
I'm happy right now.
There's always reasons for the breakup.
Yeah.
And maybe Phil needs to remind his parents of that and just say, hey, please keep an open mind. Give her a chance. You're making Cassie feel uncomfortable when you bring up my ex in her presence. Imagine how that would make you feel. And hopefully maybe if he puts it in those terms, at least mom can understand that a little.
So have you been in this situation where it has just been a struggle from the get-go, but you've managed to, work it out? 502-571-9970. I think maybe your experience could maybe help Cassie understand where this is going. And I know every relationship is different, but you never know. All right. It's group therapy. That's why we do it. 502-571-9970. In the middle of group therapy where Cassie, well, she's having some issues with her new boyfriend's parents, is convinced her boyfriend of 3 months, his parents are trying to break them up. Mom keeps bringing up his last serious girlfriend, how they all had a great vacation together, a great job, how great they were. And now she's like, are his parents ever going to give me a chance?
Yes. And so, we've got a lot of support rolling in on Facebook. Valerie said some people are just controlling jerks. We'll always try to push their opinions on others. I've had in-laws say stupid, insulting, questionable things about me. I just ignore it. If you get zero vibes that your boyfriend is not committed to the relationship, then I'd focus on the two of you.
Mm.
It's not fair to you, but it's only been 3 months and the mom may ease up as the relationship progresses.
Right. Jennifer says my mother-in-law and sister-in-law talked about me behind my back, comparing me to my husband's ex-wife. I confronted the issue and she tried backpedaling. Chances are she did not really care much about the other serious ex. She was just testing you to see how you handle these topics.
Oh, wow.
So I would invite her out to lunch or coffee and have a talk with her and set out some boundaries. I'd also press the issue with the boyfriend. That's a good thought.
Yeah. I think that, if you're proving to be one that's going to stick around, then maybe she might open herself up to getting to know you.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
that's
true. Might be, you know, bode well. Terry says, don't give up on Phil. Obviously, his mom has issues letting go. It was in poor taste on mom's part. And Phil probably has never stood up to mom, but I'd give it a little bit more time and see how it goes. You're with Phil, not his mom.
Now, Michelle, you're a mom. You've seen this firsthand.
I'm a mother, and I've gotten attached to my son's girlfriend. Once the parents get used to him, they should be okay. It's just hard when you get attached to somebody you've been seeing your son child with for 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
You just got to get used to the new one.
Is there anything that Cassie can do to help speed that process up?
Maybe spend time with the mother if she's comfortable, do stuff with her, or do stuff more as a couple with the parents.
Yeah, and it might not be a bad idea to kind of, you know, figure out what mom likes, maybe try to, you know, find some activities she knows mom's going to enjoy, and maybe, you know, just try to get on her good side, do a little buttering up, and just set herself into a situation where she can let her own personality shine through.
Yeah, she doesn't know her. She knows Lindsay.
Yes.
Mm. So once she gets to know her, and reminding why they broke up is probably a good one, too.
Yeah.
No parent wants to know their kid was treated badly or had stress of any kind, even if she wasn't treated bad. He wasn't treated badly.
Right.
It was probably stressful when they were breaking up.
All right. Thanks, Michelle. Now, Shannon brings up a point on Facebook. Phil isn't the one if he isn't willing to have a conversation with his parents. So ask yourself if you really want to marry into a family who makes you feel that way the first time meeting them.
Mm. That's something to think about. I still would give it a little bit more time, though, to see if mom comes around.
I mean,
because, you know, maybe she's just at, this is a, maybe this is the first girl that he's bringing around them since Lindsay, and that was, you know, hard to see her go. And, you know, maybe she's just having a hard time letting go, but once she really finds out how amazing Cassie is, she'll open her mind up and her heart.
Yeah, for sure. And look, I think, you know, we are all kind of going back to give it a little bit more time, because,
yes,
you know, 3 months, everybody's still getting to know you, you know,
right. And everybody's in fact, has their guard up, all that.
I was going to say, in fact, Phil doesn't even really know you yet. Mm-hmm. Your boyfriend. I mean, you might think he's the one, but like you're still discovering things about each other. So, you know, give it a little bit of time. And I love the suggestions of kind of getting to know the mom and I hate saying winning her over, because, you know, you shouldn't have to win her over, but just be yourself and show her that you're a good person. And I think that will help.
But I think I have to think, too, if she sees how happy her son is with you, that's got to play a part in how she feels about you.
Right. For sure. All right. Well, hey, don't give up, Cassie. Don't just throw it away for nothing. And keep us posted.
I can't quit you.
I can't quit you. All right. That is group therapy.